Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
Good afternoon. Joining us in the studio now is Shirley Wald. She's lived in Torremolinos since 1977. Her book, Himalayas to Harrow, talks about her life, being born in the northwest Punjab of India to British parents, growing up in Harrow during London's swinging 60s, travelling through Europe, working in New York, and finally settling in Spain. Welcome to the show, Shirley.
Thank you very much for having me, Hannah.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's lovely to meet you. What an interesting life you've led.
Well, it's the first part in the first book.
Oh, there's going to be more then, is there?
Well, the response has been overwhelming, and people seem to have enjoyed it. And would I hurry up with book two?
Oh, that's nice.
So I wanted to see how it would be accepted.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. And what made you decide to write and tell your story?
Well, my brother is a successful journalist in Washington, or was, and he encouraged me to write. And so I started writing a journal and became a diarist.
Mm.
And not so long ago, I went to a party and met a man. And it turned out to be John Gordon Davis, who had 12 bestsellers, as well as travel books. And at the same time, at home, I had a circle of writers, which we called ourselves loose leaf women. And we met once a month at my home, and Liz Chapman used to give us our homework. And so this started short stories.
Okay.
And when I met John Gordon Davis, I told him about the writing group, and he said, send me some of your stories. As a result of that, he invited me to his fiction writing courses, that because this time he was now retired, and he was holding these courses in his 100-year-old farmhouse in Coin. People were flying in from all over the world, so he embellished the property to add accommodation. And John was absolutely fantastic, telling us how to write a novel or a book. And sometime after that, he rang me up and he said, Shirley, I'm doing another course and I want you to come. I said, oh, John, I've got all these appointments. Cancel everything.
Oh, that's nice.
Cancel everything. So I went to the second fiction writing course, and John was great. He would do one-to-one with all the writers. And when he found out about my family, he said, good God, woman, you have to start with your parents and the days of the great British Raj, which is why I've called the book Himalayas to Harrow, because I start with the story of my parents and I've dedicated it to my mother.
Oh, lovely. So what's the Himalayas part of the story then?
Well, it's my mother's growing up, born into a Portuguese family, actually, and meeting my dad and their life. And then most importantly, in 1947, of course, you've got the partition of India and Pakistan. And I was a small child, so I don't have any particular memory of that. But I really researched it because I wanted to get all the facts right. And from there, also including my brothers, you know, our family story, they moved us to Pakistan. And then eventually the Brits were all getting out. And we got back to England and to London.
And we've got a common ground because I lived in Harrow as well. So yes. It's really funny. And the school that you went to, I had friends that went to the same school, which is amazing.
Yes.
So how long did you live in London for?
Well, I had my first marriage. And after that, when that all folded, which is also in the story, then I went to work for somebody else and started traveling through Europe with the company. And living abroad and having all the adventures.
So when you were traveling at that time then for work, did you get a taste for living abroad? Did you kind of feel like that's something you'd like to continue doing?
Well, it was so exciting because to live in Milan, which was such an elegant city, although it's industrial, was very exciting. My antecedents are also Italian. So there was a tremendous pull for me to live in Italy. And then eventually we were transferred to live in Palma de Mallorca. And Palma in the late 1960s was an absolute jewel. But then unfortunately things went wrong for my partner at the time, business-wise. So I was back in London.
And how, when and why Torremolinos then? How did that happen?
I actually came on holiday to with a group of friends to get away from a man and met a husband.
Lovely.
Which was totally unexpected.
And that was in Torremolinos, was it?
No, it was in Nerja.
Okay. Oh, and lovely.
Nerja was this tiny little village. When you drove into Nerja, you could look at the mountain and it was a mountain. I mean, nowadays when you drive in, it's nothing but white buildings. It's become so developed. But it was so beautiful.
You must have seen so much change here, being here since the late 70s. Yeah. I mean, talking of developments, I mean, everywhere, isn't it? It has all been developed a lot more since then.
Well, the entire coast. I mean, at that time, say that was 1976. And then I moved to live here part of the year in 1977. And Spain was considered third world. But it was so charming. And when Spain joined the European community, everything changed because, of course, the country got subsidies from the European community and roads were improved, telecommunications, education, all sorts of things. And we then became a powerful country as part of Europe.
And in terms of some interesting people that you've met in your life, you mentioned Hollywood elite. Who's that then?
Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, really? How wonderful. What were the circumstances of that?
Elizabeth Taylor was filming with George Hamilton.
Yeah.
And I think it was called Poker Alice. It's not a very famous film. But Sean Connery and Shirley Bassey, and at that time in the 80s, my second husband was very much involved with the Casino Torre Quebrada the Fortuna nightclub with all the shows. So, of course, he would get to put on the big parties at all these wonderful big events. And I met Shirley Bassey when it was Khashoggi's birthday party up the Ronda Road in what is now Zagaleta. And, so it was very exciting.
Oh, I bet. And what about royals? You mentioned royalty.
I don't think I can say.
Oh, okay. Really?
Well, basically, Eastern Royals.
Okay.
And
fair enough.
I haven't included that in the book because I think that would be a little bit dodgy.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough. And you have stopped the book then. It finishes at the birth of your son, Johan Wald, who's a very successful TV presenter and chef, isn't he?
Yes. He was so lucky that he has been TV presenter for Spanish MTV for 10 years.
Mm.
And then when he got to be about 30s, he said, "Mum, I know that they're not going to renew my contract," because by then he was an old man because the audience was 15-year-old
right.
teeny boppers. And his girlfriend at the time was running an old people's home in Barcelona. So she couldn't come to Madrid. He was obviously in Madrid for MTV. So he went up to Barcelona and said, "I can't sit here twiddling my thumbs waiting for the phone to ring. I'm going to enroll in a Catalan gourmet course."
Wow.
Which he did. And he loved it so much that he then said, "I'm going for chef." And as a result of that, he's had three TV cooking shows with Canal Plus, and doing wonderfully well.
Yeah, amazing.
Doing wonderfully well. The trouble was with COVID, that put an end to an awful lot of things that were going on. Mm. So he started doing little cooking videos out of his own kitchen. And somebody from Barcelona Football must have seen one of these videos and invited him to come into Barcelona Football and do a cooking show, 12 programs. And for each program, it was with two of the players. And they've got a worldwide circuit of their own TV channel. So that was really, really successful.
Oh,
but unfortunately, it wasn't with Messi. It was the young up-and-coming guys. But yeah. It was very good.
Oh, fabulous.
He's been very lucky.
Yeah.
And the most wonderful thing, apart from becoming a published author this year, is that I'm now grandma to two little girls.
Oh, congratulations.
So he's a daddy as well.
Oh, how yeah. lovely. Nice one. So are you having a break before you start book two then?
I think I need a break. I wanted to see if it would have any kind of success. And so far, so good. I'm having some wonderful comments coming through and people shouting for book two.
Yeah.
But as I've got 50 years of journals and boxes of love letters, I've got plenty of, because for the next 50 years of my life, there's a lot of stories there. And the other thing is that my mother used to write for about 20 years, you won't remember, Hannah, but the little blue fold-up flimsy airmail letters.
Oh, yes.
So yeah. I've got almost 20 years of my mother's letters as well.
Oh, wow. Have you been through them then?
I did. After I had the experience with John Gordon Davis, I started to go through all my diaries and letters, and I thought, well, gosh, there's some stories here.
Yeah.
And what I've also got is 4 years of the loose leaf women stories. So it would be quite a good exercise to try to incorporate some of those stories into the second book.
So you've got a lot of material ready to go then, pretty
much.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
It's the discipline of sitting down to write.
Yes, and not letting life get in the way, which
and
is
life
hard,
does,
isn't
it? Yeah, life does get
life
in the
does
way.
Get in. There's always something else to do, isn't there? So well done you for actually getting the book out there. If people want to get a copy, we've got it available on our website, tre.radio. It's called Himalayas to Harrow, and it's by Shirley Wald, who we've been chatting with today. Shirley, it's been so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in all the way from Torremolinos.
Well, it's been an absolute thrill, and thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. And once you've written book two, let us know, and we'll have another chat.
Yes, thank you, Hannah.
Thanks, Shirley. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.